The fantastic spirit and the great music of the Cole Porters here with us in the studio on Radio 2. Sid Griffin, it's always so good to see you, Sid.
And Thank you, Sam.
I mean, the first time, of course, I heard you was in the mid-80s with the Long Riders.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly yesterday, but I appreciate so many people remembering it, Bob. I really do, because I would say almost every night the Cole Porters play, or sometimes I'm just standing at a gig, someone comes up and says something nice about the Long Riders, and it means a lot to me.
The Long Riders were different in their moment from everything else, it seemed to me, pretty much anyway. Yeah. It was going on around them, because everything was so synthy in the 80s. But the Long Riders were, you know, they're a roots band. I always thought you were very influenced by the Byrds, for example, and of course the Graham Parsons DNA soaks deep into the Cole Porters' music, doesn't it?
Definitely. The Long Riders once got a great review in the Village Voice from, of all people, Ira Kaplan, who, of course, now is a bit of an indie star in his own right with his wife, Georgia, and Yola Tango. But he wrote, "The Long Riders and indeed Sid Griffin are like a walking, take the Byrds catalog, it's like a walking version of it, all scrunched into one record." And I think that's about right. If you add, you know, the sort of Byrds harmony sound to the electric power of a punk band, you had the Long Riders. I mean, I'm kind of doing something like that now with the Cole Porters, but acoustically. I know that's a great leap of faith for some people to make, but that's kind of what the dang deal still is, because the Graham is so heavy in my cultural DNA.
The other aspect to it too, Sid, as far as I'm concerned, is this aspect of kind of power pop.
Yeah.
I mean, a band like Big Star in the early 70s, or even from here, you know, Badfinger, you know, these power pop bands. And there's quite a few, the Smithereens, you know, these kind of bands. And that seemed to me also to be part of the Long Riders' makeup.
The Long Riders, and indeed the Cole Porters, you have to put a spin on something. I mean, what you said earlier, there was nowhere to go with this in the early 80s, as the Americana and alt country scene was in its infancy. There were synthesizers and all this other stuff. And other than you and Andy Kershaw and a handful of others in this country, we went as far as we could. There wasn't time for the Kings of Leon in the 80s that there is now. My little girl, Esther, was asking me, what was their bag of cement? And I said, it was kind of like the Kings of Leon of their day, because she knows who the Kings of Leon and loves them. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, how do you relate to the Cole Porters today? And I said, an acoustic Kings of Leon? And she sort of gets that, because she knows Sex on Fire and all, you know, some of the other great tracks. But it's like you say, I mean, we took it as far as we could, and I'm hoping this Cole Porters thing, now that, irony of ironies, I helped birth, says he vainly, Americana and alt country, I'm hoping that we can take this a lot further.
So bringing it to Britain then, from Los Angeles to London, Sid, that transition, how did that happen?
I fell in love with a British gal. A great reason for living here. And so I made the big move over. And I didn't dream, to be honest with you and your listeners, and my close friends know this, I didn't dream I'd be here this long. But, you know, once you're married and you fall in love with somebody and you settle down, you have roots. Plus, a big one, and all your listeners will identify with this, Bob, once you get your kids in a good school, be it the United States of America, London, or, you know, Timbuktu or Bangkok, you don't want to lose that school, because we could go back to my native Kentucky or Los Angeles, places I loved, and I could get my kids in worse school. And what have you done there? You've messed up. My children are very, very happy here in London. So, what the hey?
Yeah.
Here we are.
More music. What's the next song going to be?
I think we're going to have Miss Carly Fry sing a wonderful song of hers called Never Rides Wrong.
It's the Cole Porters here with us in the studio on Radio 2.